Eating is an emotional experience, which is why managing your weight needs to be a psychological one. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, September 17th edition. We got about 2 weeks left in baseball, folks. 2 weeks left. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Another fun NFL Sunday in the books. Before we get started with today's version of Quick Hits, a couple things to talk about for you. If you listen to the 2-Point Conversion DFS podcast and you still had trouble making lineups, go check out the quantedge.com. It's a great new site. They just added MMA to it. They have NFL, I told you before. They're going to add many, many more sports, but what they have for the NFL is they have a great lineup optimizer. They have an injury tool, a wide receiver cornerback tool, and so much more. They have gambling. They have DFS. They have it all for you in one lucky spot. All the tools you need to build winning lineups. So go to thequantedge.com and use promo code BENCHED when you check out, BENCHED, for $10 off your first month at thequantedge.com. So go check them out at thequantedge.com, promo code BENCHED, BENCHED, for $10 off your first month. The other one is Draft. Draft.com. I know I've been talking about them for over a year now, but they've been a great, great sponsor of the show. And it's all because every time you guys go deposit, you use promo code SDSports at checkout, and you get a free entry into a free $3 tournament. So go check them out. Draft.com. Draft in your app store. Promo code SDSports at checkout for $3, a free $3 entry into any tournament of your choice for baseball, golf, they'll have hockey, basketball, football, whatever you prefer. Free $3 entry when you use promo code SDSports. Now that that is in the books, let's talk about today's 12-game slate. The totals on tonight's slate. You got Royals at Pirates, total of 8. Mets, Phillies, 7.5. Blue Jays, Orioles waiting on that one. Twins, Tigers waiting on that one. So we're going to get a lot of random pitchers here and there the rest of the year. Nationals, Marlins, 8.5. Cardinals, Braves, 8.5. Reds, Brewers, 9. Rays, Rangers waiting on that one. Mariners, Astros, 8.5. Cubs, D-backs, 7.5. Rockies, Dodgers, 7.5. Giants, Padres, 7.5. So a lot of low totals. The ones we're missing might have a couple high ones in there in that Baltimore game and the Texas game. But overall, a lot of low totals on this slate, and it'll be an interesting one to break down. So we have some pitching options, not the most comfortable options, but definitely some pitching options. So let's get into it. You have three guys over 10K. You got Pat Corbin at 11.9 at home against the Cubs. Mike Foltynewicz, 10.8 at home against the Cardinals, and Zach Wheeler, 10.5 at the Philadelphia Phillies. There's two guys we're looking at here. One is Mike Foltynewicz at 10.8 at home against the St. Louis Cardinals. Folty has faced the Cardinals once this year, 5 shutout innings, 9 strikeouts for an average of 30.9 DraftKings points per start. At home this year, a 2.79 ERA, averaging 21.3 DraftKings points per start. It's coming off a almost 35-point performance at the San Francisco Giants, but prior to that, six innings or more, and one or less in 2 of his 3 starts. Basically, 20 or more DraftKings points in 7 of his last 8 starts. He's been very, very consistent. So a good look there with Folty facing a St. Louis team that strikes out over 22% of the time versus right-handed pitcher. They have a decent lineup from time to time, but still not bad. Lefties hit .301, righties .276 off Foltynewicz. And the Cardinals, a .314 wOBA, 158 ISO average at best. So, interesting spot there for Folty. I think he'll go super low owned if you're paying up top. The other option you have here, though, is Zach Wheeler at 10-5 at the Philadelphia Phillies. Wheeler has been outstanding this year. He's faced the Phillies once. He got 14.5 points per that start against the Phillies. Not great, but the Wheeler of late has been the one we're looking at. 33.6 against the Fish. 28-8 at the Dodgers, 29-4 at the Giants, 21-8 against Washington, 30.2 against the Giants, 14-5 at Baltimore, 28-8 against the Fish, 35-4 against Atlanta, 27-9 at Pittsburgh, 18.8. He has 15 or more points in 10 straight starts, 20 or more points in 8 of 10, 19 or more, and 9 of 10. He has been outstanding. Facing a Philadelphia Phillies team that strikes out almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching, Wheeler's doing it all. The most impressive thing he's doing, he's got the high strikeout rate, a great ground ball rate. His hard contact rate's only 25.5%, which is really, really, really good. Philadelphia Phillies have a 3.88 team total. Lefty's 314, righty's only 264 off Wheeler. So I love Wheeler tonight. When it comes up top, I got Wheeler 1, Foltynewicz 2. I'm kind of worried Wheeler's going to be the chalk, so I have to keep an eye on that. But he's in a great spot, and as tough as it is to find pitching these days, you might just have to bite the bullet on that one. Joe Musgrove's in a good spot against Kansas City, but I'll be going somewhere else tonight. But I get the Musgrove love if you want. But I'll be looking at guys like Brad Keller at $8,100 at the Pittsburgh Pirates opposite Joe Musgrove. Keller had a really, really bad start to the season, but overall a 3.04 ERA. His last few starts, 26.2 against the White Sox, 16.6 at Cleveland, 22.4 against Balti, 13.1 against Cleveland, 19.1 at Chicago, 22.2 Toronto. Another great start against the White Sox. But overall, really, really good stuff of late. He's kind of developing into a younger arm that they've looked for on this team. He's facing a Pirates team that only strikes out 20% of the time. It's not ideal because he has a 17% strikeout rate of his own, but he does have a ground ball rate of almost 55%. So he's keeping the ball in the park. He's $8,100, which we like a lot. The Pirates were still waiting on that team total, I believe. No, we got it. They have a 4.6 total. It's third highest on the slate. That one surprises me a bit. Lefty's 344, righty's 288. They have a 312 wOBA and a 151 ISO, which is average at best, pretty much below average when it comes to wOBAs and ISOs. So Brad Keller at $8,100, I think he'll go way overlooked tonight and as a value at the pitching position. Jake Arrieta, a guy that I can't stand many, many times, but this is where we are in the season, where you're starting to look at guys in nice matchups. He's $7,800 against a New York Mets team that's very, very hit and miss. He's faced the Mets twice this year, only giving up one earned run in 13 and a third inning, striking out 11, averaging over 21 DraftKings points per appearance against the New York Mets. Coming off a 16-pointer and almost a 29-pointer in his last two starts against Washington and at Miami. So a couple of nice starts there. Then he had those hiccups. He has a lot of pitch to contact in him, but when he pitches well, he's got that big-time 20-plus point upside. Facing a Mets team that strikes out 21.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Again, Arrieta only had 19% strikeout rate, only a 7.6% swinging strike rate. Not great, but what he does do well is almost 53% ground ball rate, so the ball stays in the yard, and a 27% hard contact rate. Those are things you can definitely build around, and at $7,800 does have some tremendous, tremendous upside in that matchup. You have a Mets team with a team total of 3.62, fourth lowest on the slate. Lefties 347, and the Mets have some of those for sure, with Jay Bruce back and Nimmo and Conforto and McNeil, a bunch of guys that are starting to swing it well. So not the best lineup in the world, but lefties 347, righties 304, 314 wOBA, 168 ISO. So Arrieta at 78, very much in play on tonight's slate. Last one we'll talk about is Framber Valdez, $7,000 at home against the Seattle Mariners. Framber's been putting together quite the little run we've had here. He's faced Seattle once, 4 1/3, 2 hits, no earned, 4 Ks for 18.2. His last few starts, his last start was his worst start at Detroit. But prior to that, 5 1/3, 1 earned, 5 innings, 1 earned. That was Minnesota, Angels at Angels. 19.2, 12.3, 16.3. Then he had his Seattle start. So before the last hiccup, it was 16 or more in 3 or 4 and a floor of 12. $7,000, you'll take that floor of 12 with the upside of 20 any day of the week. Seattle team strikes out 20% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Framber's been really, really good. A ground ball rate of almost 70%, a hard contact rate of only 17%. A lot to like there with Framber Valdez. A Seattle team total of 3.75, lefties 300, righties only 293 against Framber so far this year. And you got a Mariners team with a not great 307 wOBA and a bad 135 ISO versus left-handed pitchings. So Framber Valdez at $7,000 is a guy I will definitely be building lineups around tonight. I think he's a great, great value arm on this slate. So the way I rank it out, I got Framber 1, Arrieta 2, Brad Keller 3 in this mid-tier range. Now we drop below 7K, where we have a handful of options that if this was a big bat slate, and maybe it turns into one, you could take some gambles. You got Andrew Suarez, $6,400 at the San Diego Padres. Suarez has been much better at home this season with 3.18 ERA compared to 5.73 on the road. So take that with a grain of salt as he's going into San Diego against a Padres team we know is not a world beater. He's faced the Padres twice this year, giving up 3 earned in 12 and 2/3, striking out 9, averaging 16.1 per start against the Padres. His last two starts, not great, but then 28 and 26.2 against the Mets and the Rangers. But his road starts have been bad. He did have a good start against the Dodgers on the 14th of August for 18.5 points. But overall, his road starts really are ugly. So take that with a grain of salt. Again, it is a Padres team we know we can pick on early and often. They have a team total of 3.85, lefties 252, righties 369, 302 wOBA, 164 ISO for the Padres. Next up on this list, and this one hurts to say, but this is where we are in the baseball season. Brian Mitchell of San Diego Padres at $5,900 at least deserves our attention. He's one appearance versus the Giants this year. Not good. He's been much better on the road than at home. A lot of small samples because a lot came out of the bullpen or long relief roles. But his last two starts at Seattle and at Arizona, 6 innings, 1 earned, 2 Ks, 5 innings, 1 earned, 2 Ks. Not a big strikeout guy. Not big at all. But 11.9 and 14.3 his last two. He hasn't had more than 2 strikeouts in 5, 6, 7, 8. In his last 8 starts, he hasn't had more than 2 strikeouts. In 9 of his last 10, he has 2 or less. Not a big strikeout guy. And outside of those 2 starts I mentioned, he's been very, very bad. It's a Giants team that if you want to pick on him, you can. I just wanted to bring it up as an option because they have a 295 wOBA and a 135 ISO. Brian Mitchell could be that get-right guy or not. But you got to think about it. You got Suarez, you got Mitchell, and you got a total of 7.5 between the Padres and the Giants, too. Very, very lackluster teams. A Giants team that strikes out over 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. But again, Mitchell, 9.7% K rate, 14% walk rate, does have a 47% ground ball rate. It's a dicey spot. I really wouldn't go to Mitchell unless you want to be super weird and you got like 20-plus lineups. But I wanted to bring him up as an interesting option. Anthony DeSclafani, $5,800 at the Milwaukee Brewers. This one has a big-time upside with a hashtag scary aspect to it. He's been better on the road, a 4.4 ERA compared to 5 at home. First Milwaukee this year, giving up 8 earned in 13 innings, but he strikes out 12, still averaging 16.4 per appearance against Milwaukee. I would love 16.4 at $5,800. His last 3 starts, not good. Dodgers, Padres, Cardinals, 5-7, 2-2, 7-5. Prior to that, though, 18.2 against Milwaukee, 10.1, 21.1, 36, 17-6, 13-6, 11. All scores you could settle with at $5,800. You prefer to go the 13-6 and above, but you could handle all those. His last 3 starts, not ideal, but we saw a lot of good things out of DeSclafani of late. And it's a Milwaukee team that strikes out over almost 25% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. He gives up a lot of hard contact. That's his bugaboo. Ground ball rate over 41% is great. Strikeout rate in the 20s, outstanding. It is a Milwaukee team with the highest total on the slate right now at 5. Lefties 366, righties 276. We know the Brew Crew have a lot of lefties you can target in those lineups. So take it with a grain of salt. DeSclafani, I think, is a really interesting GPP punt because tremendous upside. And even when he gives up some runs, he's got that ability to strike guys out, which the Brew Crew will do to get you those DraftKings points for targeting. So he's got an interesting matchup here at $5,800. It's one of those you can see him get knocked out in the second for like 3 points. Or I wouldn't be shocked if he goes 7, gives up 4, strikes out 8, and he has you like 16 to 20 points by the end of the night. It's just one of those. DeSclafani is a very tilting guy, but he probably has the biggest upside out of the guys down below that we're targeting tonight. That's why I want to mention him. In a GPP play, he's a very, very interesting play tonight. And the last guy I'll mention down here is Ryan Borucki of the Toronto Blue Jays, $5,700 going up against the Baltimore Orioles. The lefties coming into town. He's been a very, very interesting pitcher for us, a punt option we've liked quite a bit. His one start against Baltimore, not good. 4 2/3, 5 earned, 2 Ks, minus 0.9. But he's coming off a 17-3 at Boston, 15-9 against Tampa Bay. Then the bad start against Baltimore is in there. But 19-5 against Philly, minus 14-1 against the Yanks. It's ugly for a few starts, and then again, 23-6, 15-3, 14. It's what you expect from the punts. Tremendous upside with a lot of danger behind it. And it's a Baltimore team we know we can target. We've targeted them many times. Strikeout over 22% of the time versus lefties. They're going to have a little bit of thump out there. No questioning that one. Waiting on their team total. But lefties 317, righties 351. The really interesting thing about the Baltimore Orioles, 288 wOBA and a 136 ISO versus left-handed pitching. That is not good. not good at all. Like, dreadfully bad, bad, bad. So Borucki becomes a very interesting play tonight in that price point. Down below, I got Borucki 1, DeSclafani 2, Suarez 3, Mitchell 4. So you're going to want to gamble down below if you're going there. But recapping your pitching overall, Zach Wheeler 1, Fulte 2 in the 10K and above. In the 7 to 9K range, I got Framber Valdez 1, Arrieta 2, Brad Keller 3. That's what I'm telling you. Like, the cheaper guys, I'm willing to roll the dice with more and get some bats tonight. It's just the way the slate's breaking down. And then down below, Borucki 1, DeSclafani 2, Suarez 3, Mitchell 4. Let's get to the bats on this 12-game slate, and there should be plenty to choose from tonight. At the catcher's position, you got the likes of maybe Yasmani Grandal at 41 versus John Gray. If you want to get a little weird right out the gate, you can look at something like that. Otherwise, you slide down to the mid-threes, and you go to the switch hit Francisco Mejia with the walk-off granny yesterday at 37. Probably not paying that much. I'd look at a Francisco Cervelli at that price point at 37 versus Brad Keller. And Evan Gattis versus Wade LeBlanc at 36 is outstanding. Gattis has been a little cold and quiet of late, but we know that he has a ton of power versus left-handed pitching. Currently, the Astros have the second highest team total at 4.8. Lefty's 316, righty's 336 off Wade LeBlanc. So a guy like Evan Gattis could be in a really, really good spot there against LeBlanc at $3,600. Sliding on down even farther, though, you got the likes of maybe an Aramis Garcia if he gets to start for the Giants at 3,500 versus Mitchell. It's in San Diego, so not ideal, but could be an option for you there. Farther down we go, okay, Williams Astudillo, my boy, third base catcher eligible, 3,200 versus Ryan Zimmerman. That's definitely in play as a cheaper option for you tonight. Matt Wieters at 3,100 versus Trevor Richards is in play. Also as a pump play, I go to Astudillo first. But Martin Maldonado likely getting the start for the Astros at 3K against LeBlanc. That's definitely a lower price target of mine. I look at 3K. And then other than that, I'm going to check your lineups. You know, Caleb Joseph might be catching. Gallagher of Kansas City might be catching. Those guys are 28 and 27 respectively. I go to Joseph against the lefty Borucki at 27. And then James McCann of Detroit against the lefty Moya of Minnesota at 2,700. So there's three punts you can make there with McCann, Joseph, and Gallagher. I go McCann, Joseph, and Gallagher in that order as your punts at catcher. And then maybe something else even cheaper pops up later when lineups come out. First base, Goldie at 5K is always intriguing, but you got guys like Matty Carpenter versus Fulte at 48 in a GPP. I love me some Tyler White into the middle of that Houston order at 47 versus Wade LeBlanc. Definite upside in that matchup. But sliding on down, you got guys like G-Man Choi against the righty Samson in Texas, where the ball is going to fly. Lefty's 387, righty's 626, and a super small sample versus Adrian Sampson. But G-Man Choi at 4,600, definitely a GPP play tonight. If you don't believe in DeSclafani, Eric Thames at 46 could be a play for you. No question about that. But guys like Justin Smoke against Andrew Kashner at 4,500. You got a Toronto Blue Jays team. Lefty's 375, righty's 371 off the trash man, Andrew Kashner. So Justin Smoke at 45 becomes a play as well tonight. Going on down farther, Kendrys Morales at 42 and Rowdy Tellez at $4,200 for the Toronto Blue Jays. Tellez averaging 7.2 on the season in a small sample. He came out guns blazing, but a little bit quiet of late, but he went to Boston and New York, so some good pitching there. Started out the year on fire in Cleveland. So Tellez at 42 will be super overlooked. Could be an option for you if he's got a good spot in that Toronto lineup. Farther down at the position, guys like Josh Bell at 4,100. Lefties can hit Keller quite well, so Bell's in play for you. Jay Bruce versus Arrieta. If you aren't using Arrieta, I think Bruce is a really good play at 4,100 in that matchup. Yuli Gurriel at 4K versus LeBlanc is in play as a little bit of a discount at the position. No doubt about that. Farther down you go, like a Trey Mancini's $3,800 versus Ryan Borucki's. Mancini first base outfield eligible. Again, lefties 317, righties 351. I think Mancini is a great play tonight if you're not using Ryan Borucki. And don't plan on Borucki throwing like seven shutout. Probably going to give up a few runs. It's got to get those strikeouts versus Baltimore to make things work. So Mancini at 38 can definitely visit Ding Dong City tonight as a good play at first base or outfield at that price point. Other than that, check your lineup, see what more value pops up at the first base position. Second base, Javi Baez versus Corbin's very intriguing at 5K. I respect the hell out of Corbin. He has been very, very good this year. And the Cubs team, they have the third lowest total right now, about 3.5.
Lefties 310, righties 284. He's got reverse splits going on. If you want to go GPP with a guy like Javi Baez, you can at 5K, but I'm probably going to just let that one kind of play itself out, that matchup there. But you got guys like Adalberto Mondesi keeps hitting the ball like crazy. He's $4,800. You got Travis Shaw at 47 versus Steve Scafani. Those are two really, really nice plays there. If you're stacking up Houston, Jose Altuve's 4,600 versus Wade LeBlanc. Altuve averaged 10.3 in his last 10. 8-27, 6-17, 3-17. So a lot of good consistency there from Altuve. Sliding on down, though, Whit Merrifield at 45, second base outfield. That Mondesi Merrifield, I seem to make lineups with them almost every day right now. And they're in an interesting spot versus Musgrove. It's not as nice a spot as it's been of late, but still pretty good when you really want to break it down. Kansas City, second lowest team total, though, at 3.4 versus Musgrove. Lefties 308, righties 291. So maybe it's a day to leave the Royals cash machine alone. Farther down you look, though, like a Joey Wendell versus Sampson in Texas at 42 is very, very nice. Tampa Bay in that environment should be a very nice matchup tonight. So keep an eye on the Rays in that matchup versus Adrian Sampson and then the Texas bullpen. Jeff McNeil, 42 versus Arrieta. If you need to go there, you can. Rougui Odor against Tyler Glasnow. I really like what Glasnow's been doing. Lefties 294, righties 344. Some reverse splits versus Glasnow right now. But in that environment, Odor is definitely GPP relevant at 41. Lurie Gurriel Jr., 4,100 versus Cashner. He's averaging 7.3 his last 10. 5-0-19 his last 3. Before he got hurt, he was just crushing everything. So it'd be nice to get that going yet again. Farther down, we look. If Nico Goodrum's in the lineup at 4K, he becomes interesting for the Detroit Tigers. Then Hervis Solarte at 38 has been really, really quiet since his return, so be careful there. Joe Panik at $3,600 is a bit of a discount versus Mitchell because Mitchell, as we've mentioned a few times, not very good. Lefties 395, righties 416. Panik hasn't been great either by any means, but value-wise at 3600 could be good for you, especially if he's hitting towards the top of that order. Colton Wong in a GPP versus Fulte at 34 is another guy you could look at. There will be others, like you'll have Logan Forsythe is down to $2,700 if you want to absolutely punt the second base position. Is another guy you can definitely take a peek at second base. Going over to the third base position, Alex Bregman's been hitting everybody. He's 5,500 versus LeBlanc. I absolutely love Bregman. One of my favorite plays on the slate. 5,500 bucks versus LeBlanc. Very, very much in play for you today. You got Carpenter versus Fulte. Eugenio Suarez versus Wade Miley at 47 is very, very intriguing as well. The Reds have a total of around 4. And Miley's got some reverse splits, though. Lefties 381, righties 281. We do know how Suarez loves his lefties, though, so keep an eye on that at that price point. Farther on you go again, Travis Shaw against Dee Sclafani is very, very interesting. Rendon versus Trevor Richards as well at 4,600. Richards has some reverse splits, too. Nats have a 4.55 team total. Lefties 319, righties 372. A lot of power to the righties from Trevor Richards, so an Anthony Rendon at 46, interesting as well. Mentioned Travis Shaw for Milwaukee. You also have Mike Moustakas at 45. Those two guys at second and third base could be a really nice 1-2 punch if you believe DeSclafani fails today. Those two with Yelich is a stack I've had as well of late. That's been very, very nice. Going on farther down to the third base position, like Aledmys Diaz for Toronto, third base shortstop at 43 versus Cashner is a very much GPP play with some upside. Jaime Candelario switch hitting versus Moya at 42 from the top of that order. I do like that a little bit there. He's hit at 11, averaging 11.1 his last 10, 13, 2, 21 in his last 3. Very, very consistently putting up numbers there at 4,200 bucks, leading off for Detroit, switch hitting versus Moya today. I do like Candelario at 42 if you need to save some cash at the position. Farther down we go, though. You got the likes of, maybe a Todd Frazier versus Arrieta at 41 if you're stacking the Mets. But remember, lefties preferably, not righties. Like a Brian Anderson versus Fetty at 3,800 for Miami's in play. Not ideal, but it's there. Tim Beckham of Baltimore, third base shortstop at 37 versus Ryan Borucki in a GPP. Colin Moran at 36 against Keller in a GPP. Those are a couple plays you could definitely look at the position. And Hunter Dozier of the Kansas City Royals, first base, third base, he's 3,300. Versus Keller or versus Musgrove, and he's quieted down after a nice little couple weeks run there, but he is in play for you as well. Shortstop, you got Bregman again at 55. Absolutely love him. You got Trevor Story at 5,300 versus Hyung-Jin Ryu. It's in LA, not in Colorado. Otherwise, that would be an obvious automatic play. but still at this price point, where are the Rockies? Rockies have the lowest total versus righty, which is really interesting. He's got reverse splits going right now. Lefty's 326, righty's 274, but Story at 53 is very, just the way Baez is interesting at 5K, Story's interesting at 53. I'd make the jump to Bregman, but that's just me. Jose Peraza, if you're stacking Cincinnati, he's 5,000. He's a part of stacks only. He's a tough one-off at that price point. Especially when you got Bregman at 55 and Adalberto Mondesi at 48. Those are two guys that probably go ahead of him. Or Trey Turner at 48 trying to get on base, steal some bags with those reverse splits versus Trevor Richards. Trey could be in for a nice night tonight. Farther down you look, mentioned Aledmys Diaz already at 4,300. You got Gene Segura against Valdez at 42 as a discount for one of the hottest hitters in the last month and a half of baseball. JT Riddle at 4K versus Fetty is very interesting. Lourdes Gurriel at 41. But Carlos Correa has been just ice cold of late. He did get 10 points yesterday. Still averaging 4.8 his last 10. His last 2, 10, and 8. Maybe he's waking up. He's 4,100 versus LeBlanc. Super cheap for him, but he's just not producing consistently. That's the problem. Sliding on down, Tim Beckham again at 3,700 is a play you can look at. Marwin Gonzalez switch hitting at 36. Outfield shortstop versus LeBlanc. He's been hitting the middle of the order a lot at this mid-3 price points. I've been using a lot of Marwin Gonzalez lately. Big fan of that price point at 3,600. Jorge Polanco hitting in the middle of the Twins order versus Zimmerman at 36. Another guy you can definitely take a look at tonight. Lefty's 344, righty's 324 off of Jordan Zimmerman. So Jorge Polanco at 36, very much in play for you tonight. Other than that, you'll get your shortstop punts between Detroit and some other guys like Rodriguez and all those good guys, Rondon, all the guys that Detroit and those other teams, those lower-level teams, are putting out there, which we'll talk about in the Slack chat. So come join us there, and we'll break it all down for you. At the outfield, Christian Yelich at 59 is your top price guy, and he has an outstanding play for Steve Sclafani tonight. Yasiel Puig's on fire, so be interested in that one. Juan Soto at 52 versus Richards, very, very much in play for you tonight. The Granny Man versus Steve Sclafani. Kiermaier, if you're stacking Tampa Bay, I don't mind him at 51. I'd probably go Malik Smith at 49, but both are very good options tonight. One I do like in that matchup is Tommy Pham at $5,000. He's averaging 10.7 in his last 10. In that Texas heat, could be a good one there for Tommy Pham. If you're fading Arrieta, Nemo's 5K and in play for you. Joey Gallo in that matchup at 49 against Glasnow. Very, very intriguing. Mentioned Malik Smith at 49 as well. As you drop into the 4Ks, you got the likes of Starling Marte at 47. Could be a very interesting play there versus Brad Keller. Nomar Mazara in that Texas-Tampa matchup at 46. Mitch Haniger is 4,600 versus Valdez. If we think Valdez has another hiccup, Haniger is very, very live in that matchup. In that same matchup versus LeBlanc, though, George Springer's 4,600 bucks, averaging 9.5 in his last 10, 14-18 in his last 2. I think Springer at 46 is an outstanding play against Wade LeBlanc. You got Teoscar Hernandez versus Cashner is always worth the look. Schebler against Miley. We mentioned Miley's got the reverse splits. Lefties are actually hitting them better than righties. And Schebler's got some reverse splits, throwing some serious power versus lefties. So if you want to be really contrarian in a GPP, Schebler at 46 is very interesting. Whit Merrifield at 45, talked about him already. He is very much in play tonight. Slide on down like a Nick Castellanos at 43 versus Moya is outstanding. I know it's a small sample. We're waiting on stuff with Moya, but you could definitely pick on him from the right side of the plate. So Castellanos at 4,300 bucks, definitely in play for you tonight. Going down farther, Cedric Mullins is leading off for Baltimore at 4,200 bucks versus Baruki. I think that's got some life to it. He's averaging 7 in his last 10, 23, 5, and 12 in his last 3. Leading off against Baruki can be very, very nice there for Cedric Mullins at $4,200. Will Myers at 42 is interesting versus Suarez. Not running the play, but interesting. Going down farther, you know, Marcelo Zuna at GPP at 41 versus Folti. I could see the GPP appeal there. Eddie Rosario versus Zimmerman at 4,100 bucks. He's quieted down so much, but a good play there versus Zim. Again, Jay Bruce versus Arrieta, if you're fading Arrieta at 4,100. I'm going to miss some guys, so that's why I come in the Slack chat. Come join us. There's so many here. When lineups come out, we talk about so, so much more. Like Billy McKinney, if he's leading off for Toronto and you're stacking Toronto at 3,900 versus Cashner, he's worth a play there. Going down even farther, I love Trey Mancini at 3,800 bucks. I think that price is too cheap. Dylan Herrera of Cincinnati, second base outfield eligible at 38 versus Miley, could be interesting as a cheaper option. Not running to play it, but interesting. Max Kepler at 37. So like Mancini, Kepler, those are some good power upside GPP options at 38 and 37, respectively, that you can go to Target. Marvin Gonzalez at 36. Talked about how much I like that price point already. Our boy Jake Cave at 3,600 bucks against Zimmerman is really, really solid. Put up a goose egg yesterday, 0-5-7 over the weekend. But then prior to that, you know, 19-7-17. The boy's hitting and hitting well in the middle of that Twins order. So 3,600 for Zimmerman, very much in play tonight. Very, very much. Going down to the mid-threes and below now. It's kind of a pick-your-poison type stuff. Austin Dean versus Fetty at 3,500 bucks could be nice. He's quieted down since his hot start. He crushed it in the minors. So keep an eye on him as an uber, uber punt at that position if you need it. Manny Margot's 34 versus Suarez, but man, as he had not had a good run. Ortega of Miami leading off at 34 versus Fetty could be very, very nice. Nick Williams versus Wheeler at GPP only. But another really good play has been hitting in the middle of the Twins order quite a bit. He's 3,300 bucks, and it is his birthday. Robbie Grossman, 3,300 bucks versus the Detroit Tigers and Jordan Zimmerman. So keep an eye on Grossman at 3,300 as an option for you. And Jose Perella at 32 versus Suarez could come into play. I didn't see the one I was looking at. Let me see if I can find him real quick. He's been crushing baseballs right now. And he's got an interesting matchup tonight. Let me see if I can find him. Where did his price go? He's usually sitting in this mid-three range. Maybe he got a bump. Must have got a price bump. Let's just type in his name. It'll go a lot easier that way. Alex Gordon is up to 3,900 bucks, but he's hitting in the middle of that Kansas City order, averaging 10 in his last 10 games. So I'm not saying he's a must-play by any means, but price point-wise, I mentioned in the Slack chat, this time of year, I'm looking at a great hitting matchups versus bad pitchers and looking for guys, for the most part, like the 1-5 spots in the order more so than normal. You're already looking at that quite a bit to begin with, but it's even more important this time of year with all these random things going on with guys getting benched and extended rosters and all kinds of stuff like that, so check it all out. That wraps up the bats. Let's recap the pitching real quick. You got up top, Wheeler 1, Fulte 2. In the middle, Valdez, Arrieta, Keller. Down below, Baruki, DeSclafani, Mitchell, and Suarez. A little weather for you guys. Mets, Philly starts out a little wet, gets wetter as the night goes on. Same with Kansas City and Pittsburgh, so keep an eye on those two. Same with Toronto and Baltimore. Winds blowing out to the left in that matchup, but a lot of rain on those three games in Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, and Baltimore, so keep an eye on all of that. When you're talking stacking, the Rays against Sampson and company are very nice. I do like the O's a bit versus Baruki. I like Baruki to put up the numbers, though, as well, so kind of a pick your poison. But the Twins versus Zimmerman, very, very nice. Like that matchup a lot. Toronto versus Cashner, very, very much in play for you there. Sliding on down some more, though, like the Astros versus LeBlanc, very, very enticing. There's a ton of options. You go Nationals versus Richards. If you don't think Keller and DeSclafani are going to pitch well, you got the Brewers and the Pirates. Lots and lots and lots of ways to dissect this slate. Heck, the Giants and Padres can be sneaky in their matchup with a total of 7.5. But I like the Rays a lot. The Orioles have my attention. Love the Twins in their matchup versus Zimmerman. I think that's one you can definitely exploit, even though they've been super inconsistent at times. And obviously the Astros, very, very live for you in this one. Let's get your BVP and send you on your merry way. Trey Mancini, 2-for-3 with a homer off of Ryan Baruki in a small sample. Cesar Hernandez, 7-for-11 versus Wheeler. Todd Frazier, 6-for-20 with a double and 2 homers off Jake Arrieta. Jaimer Candelario, 3-for-5 with a double in his matchup. Logan Forsythe, 6-for-15, 2 doubles off Jordan Zimmerman. Robbie Grossman, 3-for-7 with a double and a homer. Lots of value with the Twins. Rio Muto, 7-for-21 with a double, 2 doubles, 2 triples off of Strasburg. But it's Fetty tonight, so that needs to get changed. Matt Carpenter and Ozuna both have homers off of Fulte. Aguilar, Yelich, Granderson have all taken DeSclafani deep. Joey Votto's taken Wade Miley deep. These aren't big samples, though. Evan Gattis, 6-for-13, 2 doubles and 3 home runs off Wade LeBlanc. Told you he likes that matchup. Surprising one is Josh Reddick, 6-for-12, 2 doubles and a homer. Lefty-lefty there. Jake Mariznick, always a cheap option against lefty, 3-for-6 with a homer. Marvin Gonzalez, 2-for-5 with 2 homers. I like Gonzalez already. Sliding on down farther for you, you got like Chris Bryant, 4-for-9 with a double. But Happ, Baez, and Rizzo have all taken Pat Corbin deep. Max Muncy, 2-for-4 with a double and a homer off John Gray. Machado, Puig, Tolles, and Jock Peterson have all taken Gray deep. Nolan Arenado, 10-for-16, 3 doubles and 3 homers off Ryu. That's pretty good. Pretty good. Blackman, 7-for-21, two doubles and a homer. Trevor Story's taken him deep, so has Cargo. But those Blackman numbers, 10-for-16, three doubles and three homers. My Atlanta. Hunter Renfro's taken Andrew Suarez deep. And that'll do it for your BVP. And that'll do it for Quick Hits, your Monday edition. Again, hope everybody enjoyed the weekend of football action. Crazy, crazy stuff. Golf is back this week with the Tour Championship. We'll be recording the Always Pressing podcast tonight. Recorded a Bench with Bubba, episode 121, last night with Ryan Bloomfield, talking to a couple hitters in fantasy baseball. But more importantly, we started talking about the two early mock drafts that Justin Mason's running and kind of what we're seeing so far. It was crazy, crazy stuff. A lot of fun. And it was funny because even off the air, we started talking about things, and then it almost happened that way later in the evening. So lots of fun with the two early mocks. Follow my timeline. I've been updating my picks there. And Smod has got some amazing docs you guys can look at to keep track of what's going on everywhere. Really cool to see where the quote-unquote experts are having guys go right now. So go check that out. Bench with Bubba, episode 121. Go check out the quantedge.com, promo code benched at checkout to get $10 off your first month. And then draft.com, promo code SDSports for a free $3 entry into a tournament of your choice. With that being said, though, join us in the Slack chat with any questions. It was a really active weekend, really, really good stuff there. We're in and out to help at all times. But good luck on tonight's 12-game slate. This was MLB DFS Quickest, your Monday, September 17th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.